What has your mum never forgotten? We know mums have memories like steel traps.
Elephants.
Yeah. Elephants. Uh-huh. And every now and then, just this little nugget from 15, 20 years ago will come back up.
Oh, yeah.
For my mum, we were speaking on the phone the other day, and she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm just washing lettuce. I was making a salad for dinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she goes,
do you have a spinner?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Best invention ever. They're so fun. The salad spinner. Get all that water off. Gets your olive oil to stick better. Anyway, said, I'm washing the lettuce. Now, it's not because I said the phrase, I'm washing the lettuce. Anytime lettuce, washing anything, salad is mentioned or there's one on the table, my mum will find a way to bring up that my very first boyfriend, I would have been 16 years old. His name was Michael. One time he came over for dinner and he saw my mum washing lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay. And he said to her, Lisa, why are you washing the lettuce? My mum's a home economics teacher and she tells us, you don't need to wash lettuce. In fact, you don't need to wash any vegetables. Now, that's all my mum remembers. I don't know if Michael went on to give more of an explanation.
Right.
Because it feels like that's incomplete, that thought.
Yeah. I was waiting for the end of it.
Might have been something to do with you wash the minerals off it, which is clearly ridiculous. But my mum, for 15 years, has been bringing up Michael, my first boyfriend. Remember when your boyfriend used to tell me I didn't need to wash lettuce because his mother was a home economics teacher. I'm like, Ma, I wash lettuce. You won. Like, he didn't. I'm not with him.
I'm married now.
I'm not doing what his mum said to do. I washed the lettuce like you taught me. But like a steel trap, 15 years ago that was, and she's still bringing it up to this very day.
Oh, mate, if you want a 13, 10, 60 things your mums never forget, I had a mate called Crocker.
Crocs.
Came round to my house and it was kind of getting late at night and we were getting a bit peckish. Crocker decided he would cook like some schnitties that we had in the freezer on a fry pan.
At your house?
At my house.
Really?
We were at my house.
Jeez, that's ballsy.
The audacity of Crocker.
Yeah. I know. Anyway, he let the pan kind of go over the side of the stovetop and it melted one of the knobs for the stovetop. And every time, Mum's like, every time we mention the stove, there's anything to do with the stove or cooking or fry pans, it's like, well, that Crocker was never allowed back in our house after he burnt the knob on my stove top.
Are you still mates with Crocker?
I haven't spoken to Crocker since the year 2000.
It's always school stories, isn't it?
It's always young.
I'm not going to forget my mate Jacko. Yeah. He let out. We left. He was at our house for some reason with another mate of mine. I had to go somewhere with my parents and I was coming back.
Yeah.
We lived in Acreage.
You left them at there?
Yeah, we left at the place. House. Yeah. I'm good friends with Jacko.
Okay.
And I still am. But we had a bird called Cosmo, a little budgie. We came home and Cosmo's gone and Jacko's on the veranda and he's like, oh, Kate, Cosmo's gone. Where's Cosmo? He's like, I came out and he was just on the outside of his cage. I went to get him back in, but I scared him and he flew off. And I was like, when my mom left, I was like, mate, did you let Cosmo go? Like, what did you do to the bird? To this day, I'll never know what happened to Cosmo, but when we got home, he was gone. And so now Mum never forgets that Jacko lost Cosmo.
And Jacko's still in your life. So at least Michael and Crocker, not in our parents' lives, not in our lives.
Yeah.
Jacko's still got to come round and face Kate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate.
And he still apologises for Cosmo. And Mum will never, now whenever Mum sees a bird or a pet bird or a budgie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Does Jacko look off into the distance, up into the sky, just every time he comes around, just hoping, maybe days are there.
Maybe today's
the coming
day.
Back. Cosy's coming.
No, I think Cosy was definitely eaten inside the first hour.
Never returned.